Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Jim Fish is out here asking me to give him a fucking bumper for his goddamn Suplex City Limits podcast. This motherfucker doesn't know whether to shit or what. His goddamn watch. I don't know whether to fucking tell you you're the best fucking podcast on the planet or not, because truth be told, the only fucking podcast we're listening to is Jim Cornette's show. The Jim Cornette Experience. I'm out here about ready to fucking order some Wendy's, but let me tell you something right now, Jim Vicious. I want to tell you something right now. You allow that fucking asshole Vince Russo to show up wherever the fuck he wants on your television, on your fucking podcast. I almost said television show because I'm all worked up. You talk about Lucha Underground. Fuck Lucha Underground. What the fuck they've ever done to fucking revolutionize the business, Jim? Huh? Fucking angels and fucking demons and aliens and fucking companies and shit gone by in the fucking world. Let me tell you something about Lucha Underground. Fuck them. Fuck Lucha Underground. They ain't shit. Just like that fucking match between Okada and Omega. Fuck you, Kenny Omega, by the way. Let me tell you something right now. Kenny Omega ain't shit. That match between Kenny Omega and fucking Okada at Wrestle Kingdom of 11 was a fucking 3-star match at best. That motherfucker goes all the way to the floor on a goddamn back body drop. Fuck him. Fuck him. That's a terrible fucking match. You want to come out here and tell me it's a 6-star match? Dave Meltzer's a fucking mark. 6 stars. Speaking of marks, fuck you, Jim. Fuck you, Fudge. And let me tell you something right now. You ever ask for Jim Cornette to come on your goddamn motherfucking podcast again, you better fucking pay me. Thank you. Fuck you. Goodbye.
Tonight, then we got the truck. We're going downtown, gonna beat up the runs. You're gonna drive, I'll bring the beer. It's a late, late ship, no one to fear. And ride, how we ride. And ride, you ride.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 93 of Suplex City Limits for January 21st, 2017. More inappropriate than a Jimmy Snuka tribute video, it's your boy, the King of Bong style Jim Fishes, joined as always by the typhoon to my earthquake.
Yeah, that's my waistline too.
Suplex City Limits available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. Follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. And if you'd like to pick up a t-shirt, we have 4 designs available at Pro Wrestling Tees. Tyler Fudge, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I forgot to say my name again.
Say your name. I'm like, okay. Yes.
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. It's a shit show from the get-go every time here on Suplex City Limits. That's not just a clever tagline.
No, it's gospel.
It's a fucking reality. Take two guys stoned to the tits trying to put together a fucking show.
That's it. That's what we do.
This week on Suplex City Limits, we'll be talking some Raw, SmackDown, Royal Rumble. We'll maybe play a game. We may have a guest joining us at some point. We'll see. We've got the return of Mark Tank back by popular demand.
I love it. Even if it wasn't popular, I couldn't wait.
I don't know. It went away for a while. Some things just kind of fade away, and they need to be brought back. So everyone was trying to put it out online, and everybody was pretty stoked about the return. So
that's good.
We'll get into that later. We want to start off, talk about the UK tournament. That was a long time ago.
Literally a week it started.
Yeah. Well, with the way that we record, you know, what are you going to do?
There's nothing you could do.
So, UK tourney, just overall thoughts, man. What did you think about it?
I was a little underwhelmed by the first night, not going to lie. I expected a lot more.
I fell asleep toward the end of it.
There you go. It took me 2 tries to watch the first night, but the second night, I couldn't stop watching. I was riveted the whole time.
Yeah, I agree with that. Just some general thoughts on it. I love the building.
Oh, beautiful.
I love the look of it. I like that. I like when they go places where it's not just the same fucking look.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm trying to think of some other Japan when they went there. That show looked different. The Beast in the East special.
Yeah.
And I just like different looking rooms like that, man. And is there any doubt, dude, that the UK crowd is like the best?
Oh.
A lot of people are mad.
Yeah, but that's just people that want to overanalyze everything, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're fun, dude. I love their crowds. Like, the UK crowds are the best, man. Yo, Scotland and England, fucking all of those, man. They are great. And I think it's time we give these fuckers a major pay-per-view. Take a SummerSlam over there or something.
I agree. In the day where you have the network and you're not meant to watch it live anyways, it's more geared towards on demand. Why not do your pay-per-view in the afternoon over in the UK if you're going to get a better product out of it because of the crowd? Why not?
I watched day two of the tournament live.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Hell yeah. It started at, 3 o'clock here, I guess? So.
Yeah, it was 2 o'clock here. By the time the problem was on Sunday, I didn't wake up till 2 o'clock. That's a whole other story itself.
So. Yeah. I just, you know, without the traditional pay-per-view model, it changes everything. I have no problem watching a pay-per-view from 3 to 6 or something, dude. I'm cool with that. As long as it's a kick-ass UK crowd, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's you know what? And then by the time it's done, it's not like, oh, I want to go to bed. It's like, oh, I could do something else now.
Yeah, I love the, I think they need to get away from that. I don't like Sunday nights. For me, I'd rather have a Saturday night pay-per-view. Like every day week, I don't know, maybe
it would work better for me too. I'm a kind of guy that I don't go out to the bars or anything. It's not my scene.
Yeah,
I don't really do much on a Saturday night. I'm probably going to watch wrestling anyways.
I'd be way more stoked about watching a pay-per-view and I don't have to wake up right away the next day.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Versus spending like the dwindling hours of your weekend watching a shitty WWE pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's literally the twilight hours of your weekend.
It's like a Sunday night, you're fucking, about to go to bed, twilight of the weekend, and you gotta watch fucking Robot Reigns win a match or something. It's like, god damn it.
Like, if you knew you were gonna die in 4 hours, would you watch wrestling? WWE? Probably not.
There was a new Lucha, maybe. We didn't have Lucha this week.
Nope.
No none. Lucha. We missed you, Lucha Underground. But yeah, UK tournament, I love the building, I love the crowd. Michael Cole, dude.
Beautiful. What? It was amazing.
Except for Hello Grapple fans. I thought that was fucking
what hilarious. A cheap fucking that was so bad. Because like they're bringing back World of Sport. They're still using the Welcome Grapple fans as far as I know.
Oh, probably. I watched a little of that stuff. Some folks over there sent it to me and I watched chunks of it. I liked it, man. I thought it was good.
Yeah, no, like the magazine that I write for, they're based out of the UK, so they gave me a link that I could watch it live. And it was, I loved it. Damn Mastiff. That big blocky son of a bitch.
I don't know about fucking Grado being there. I like Grado. I don't even care.
I like Grado in a comedy role. I don't want to see Grado as my world champion. I like it when he swings his fucking fanny pack like a belt, not a real belt.
Yeah, that's a good point. But as far as comedy, guys, I think he's up there. He's, you know, with... I don't know who's like WWE's good comedy guys they've had, like Santino Marella.
I recently probably Slater and Rhino.
Slater and Rhino. But yeah, man, it's amazing what Michael Cole can do when he doesn't have some jack off yelling in his fucking ear.
Yeah. And then Nigel McGuinness couldn't hurt because he was spot on as well.
Yeah, he did a good job too. I really enjoyed the commentary, which is scary. But there's talk that Michael Cole's going to be done soon with an on-air role.
Which would, you know, it could explain things as to why they have so many goddamn announcers. Maybe they're just, like, trying to test everybody to see who fits.
They just need to quit this three-man booth bullshit. I mean, it's
you just... three-man? Don't they have a four-man somewhere?
Yeah, SmackDown.
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck. Tom Phillips handles, like, the bumpers.
Yeah, he does nothing. He doesn't even fit at the table. Stuff.
No. He's like a little kid on Thanksgiving, you know? He's like sitting at a little table. They should just get like a little short table and like a little chair for him to sit in.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Where the table's like almost up to it. All you see is his head sitting there.
Just one of those Fisher Price tables, white and blue.
Yeah, exactly. Like a toy computer screen on there.
Crayons.
Crayons strewn about. There's so many worthless fucking commentary guys. Like that new guy on NXT. What the fuck
Percy
is that guy?
Watson? Yeah. He was a wrestler, but.
Well, does anyone know who he, I don't know who he was.
He was in the first or second season of NXT, and he did have a couple matches when NXT first started on the network.
I mean, I understand they're probably trying to diversify.
You know that's what it is. Plus, you think Corey Graves has got to leave NXT at some point in time.
I don't know why he's still there.
Right, exactly.
He does that, and then Raw, plus fucking 205.
He does do 205, doesn't he?
Does he fly down there? Because, like, he must fly down for all those tapings, because, I mean, they put that commentary in, like, live, as far as I'm aware.
I think so. Well, and you know what? It's not like he's on the road every night like the wrestlers anyways. I'm sure that once Tuesday is done, he's back wherever he needs to go.
Yeah, I don't like fucking when you do commentary after. Like, TNA was doing that for a while. I don't know if they still are.
No, they're not. But, like, they used to cut to another room. You'd see them in a room.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Yeah, it's bad.
Dude, get out there and watch it live. I don't want you to, like, watch tape. That's stupid. But
well, they got a bankroll behind them now, so.
Right. Yeah, so I was thinking, too, I tweeted out at the beginning of this, a drinking game, which is drink every time you see a zany twisty mustache. And if you'd done that, you'd have been shit out by the end of this.
Yeah, there was a lot of those. I'm assuming that is big in Britain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Opened it up. I love it, too. They're like, we have a special relationship with the UK. Fucking barely, dude.
Yeah.
Barely.
It's like that stepfather that just never comes around. It's like phone call dad.
As I said, give these fucking guys a major pay-per-view. Send them a SummerSlam or a Royal Rumble or something.
I think with this, I think they will. I really do. Might not be this year. Actually, probably won't be this year.
I don't oppose them having WrestleMania, dude. Give them WrestleMania.
Fuck it.
That cocksucker would be way better on a Sunday. That would almost take like a Super Bowl time of day then, you know?
Yeah, kind of, hey?
Like 3 p.m. till 7 or 4 to 8 or wherever you are in the U.S.
Well, that thing, that you're assuming that's going to be 4 hours long?
Well, fuck, I'm sure it's like 5 plus 2 hours. I mean, God, it's going to be awful.
I was there forever at WrestleMania 31. Forever. I didn't think I was ever going to leave.
Forever.
Yeah.
We need that as a fucking audio song. Yeah. But yeah, we talked about, you talked about Wolfgang. And how you weren't much of a fan of him. I'm sorry to say, dude. Fuck, I'm a fan now, dude. I like this guy.
It has been probably a year since I've seen Wolfgang. Now, and look at it from my point of view. I was watching ICW regularly. So yeah. I've seen Wolfgang every week.
Right.
And then he just started to wear him. He was in a group called the New Age Click, which had this guy named... BJ Dunn or something like that, and another guy, I can't remember his name, but they were more standout than Wolfgang was to me. But he was really good on this show, I will admit.
My favorite performers on this show was Wolfgang and Mark Andrews, man.
Mandrews was the
shit. Is his name Mark? Yeah, Mark Andrews.
Yeah, right? Mark Andrews. Yeah, he was really good. Really good, I must admit.
That guy's fucking awesome. He was doing a lot of... I'm not too familiar. I know like the name Mandrews from Impact and shit. I don't really... You know, I've never really like watched much of his shit. I really enjoyed it. Those are my two favorite guys like coming out of it.
Him and Pete Dunne had a great match in PWG.
Yeah, people are... You know, and everyone was really hot on Dunne coming out of this. And I just feel like if he... didn't do more with that than anyone else would have. Like anyone else given the spots that he got would have done probably just as well.
I'm more of a fan of Dunn's character work.
Yeah, I mean,
I like his personality. I like the just his presence. I find he does look like somebody that could hurt you and wouldn't care about it, if you ask me.
Does he? He doesn't look like a guy who could hurt anybody. I mean, I don't know.
I just find he has a way about him that is just like, you know what? I'm reckless. I'll do whatever. Fuck it.
Yeah. He looks like Jack Swagger to me.
Oh, he does, doesn't he? Don't ruin this for me.
He looks like Jack Swagger's little brother.
Oh, don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones!
Oh, no.
But, I mean, who else in there was, looking at, you want to look at, night two?
Trent Seven's pretty good.
Yeah, curly mustache.
Another one, yeah. And I wasn't blown away like a lot of people for Tyler Bate, but he has a lot of charisma, and I can see that in a few years he could be something really special.
Yeah, why does he his thing is that he comes out and gives you this weird wave?
It's a little endearing.
Some kind of fucking mongoloid or something.
Eugene used to do it.
Speaking of mongoloids, I've never used the word. I've never really heard the term mongoloid, but they always play this commercial in the morning on my way to work when I listen to sports talk radio. And it's this woman who's like, we shouldn't call people. You know, it's like words like retarded or mongoloid are no longer accepted. Like mongoloid. So due to a commercial saying don't call people mongoloid, I just think that's now the word I use because I just love how it sounds.
I used to work with a guy and we called him Mongo, and that was short for mongoloid. So
does it mean Mongo McMichael? I mean, that had to be a retard reference.
Nail right on the fucking head on that one, hey?
It's like calling them mongoloids is like calling women broads. Like, I just love it.
Yeah. No, I'm a big fan too of Chris Jericho's word troglodyte.
Troglodyte.
That's a good one as well.
But yeah, there was a couple of guys in this who were not up to par, man.
Oh, I've got one. Wait now. Wait till I find his name.
The worst person.
Roy Johnson.
Oh, Roy Johnson. I don't even remember him that much. See the shits?
I fucking hated him. He was the one that said that he's got a lot of wiggle or something, and if you don't know what it... No, that's not him. Either way, Roy Johnson was this fucking shitty fucking guy. He sucks.
I thought that Tyson T-Bone was the shits.
What, Tyson T-Bone?
Turkish, the five choice of size, and my master needs a caravan. I'd like to look after me mad. It's a fair deal. Take it.
The gypsy.
The gypsy. I was like, what is that?
That's Brad Pitt from Snatch being a gypsy. Oh, okay.
Tyson T-Bone. No, not a fan. That guy was the shits.
Like the gimmick, I can see the gimmick working somewhere, but not with that guy.
I don't know, dude. And he was like, kept a tank top on the whole time. It was just kind of weird.
I think he was told to because the footage they shown, he was wearing a pair of like tighty whities or whatever.
Oh, dude, awful. Yeah. Stop that shit, chubby guys. God damn it.
Except for the Mac. The Mac gets away with it.
Well, yeah, the Mac pulls it off for some reason, but God damn. So a lot of these guys, it's hard for me to really even really remember.
Well, there was one guy that was just called Tucker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was the Tyler Bates first match.
Danny Burch. I knew that guy from NXT.
Yeah. What the fuck cut his head?
I have no idea, but that ended the match quickly.
Yeah.
And it fucked up the end. That was against fucking Mini Bell.
Yeah, Mini fucking Devitt.
They're not Balor.
Dude, that too much. That was too much.
Do all Irish guys wear shitty fucking leather plastic jackets or what?
It's unreal that you would even think to go on TV looking like that. And then on top of it, say you were trained by him.
Then say that it pisses you off when people make the connection.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Yeah, maybe if you don't want people making the connection, don't fucking have the same hair, the same beard, the same jacket and trunks and fucking boots, dude.
And same character. It's basically the same character.
God, he makes, and he's like even more of a fucking twink than Balor is. Like, he makes Balor look like a fucking lumberjack, this guy. It's unbelievable. I was like, that guy's the shits. I never want to see him ever again.
And speaking of Balor, what about that horrible fucking promo we cut?
Dude, he's awful at that shit.
Yeah, he can't talk to save his life. Don't let him talk.
No, no.
There's a reason why Carl Anderson spoke in the Bullet Club while Balor was there.
Yeah, I fucking have nothing for that guy anymore. Like, as Devitt, as this, like, silent guy who just put on great matches, okay, cool. But, like, the whole Balor thing and, like, I don't know.
Demon, like, King.
Oh, dude. Like, coming out dressed like the fucking Predator dry humping the ramp. I'm like, I don't even understand what's happening. And he's just such a twink, dude. He just looks like, you know, if you just took, like, a still photo of him in mid-match, it would, like, it looks like it should have, like, the Brazzers logo, like, twink. You know, twink and buff guy fucking roll around. I don't know. He just looks like the epitome of a twink to me.
Yeah, I agree that, you know, he does look like a shit-eating fucking guy, but I don't know. I like his in-ring work. I wish he had more character.
And then, too, for them to go, like, oh, this guy, he's a fucking, he's a demon, and he's this and that. And then, oh, here's him playing with Legos.
There's more shadows in a fucking 5-year-old's closet that's in Finn Balor's closet. The only shadows in Finn Balor's closet is either of Legos or him still hiding in it.
Mm. And I don't care, man. You know, I don't give a shit. It's just like, goddamn, yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, I thought that the I had no idea that we were going to get some Neville action. Neville comes out in a match. I was like, are they going to do a match in between? What will it be? Neville, and then fucking Tommy End. God damn it.
So good. So fucking good.
I popped hard as shit. That's probably my biggest pop for the whole show.
Yeah, I agree. I wish that it was more of a better match, but
I thought it was a decent match.
It's a decent match, but I was expecting way more.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not going to blow it out right away.
No. No, well, and really, you can't go out there and try to steal the show, the match before the main event.
Yeah, that would be fucking bad news. Plus, this is the end of Tommy End, I think. This is the last time you'll see
Aleister Black or something like that.
Why, dude?
You let all kinds of guys keep their name, but then you have this guy coming in. His name is Tommy End. He looks like the end of the world.
Yeah.
His name fits like a fucking glove. But yet, no, you'll call him Aleister Black. Okay.
But, yeah,
like,
it's
Lewis Black's son? Like, what? What's going on?
Like, what, Aleister Crowley? Is that supposed to be the deal? I'm sure. It is. That's supposed to be the deal.
I can see it, yeah.
Mr. Crowley. So yeah, man, overall I thought it was good. The main event was really good. You know, I thought they actually, like, good selling for a change, working a limb, like, really, you know, good solid shit.
Yeah, I like the psychology of attacking Bate in his semifinals match and leading into the finals. That was smart.
All right.
Really made Bate look like $1 million, really.
I like they put a little more story into it. You know, CWC was, like, devoid of story. You know, so here it was nice to see him run some fucking angles, you know, to on the end of the first night, you know, during that award ceremony, to have done attack and, you know, to have him attack Bait and, you know, a lot more shit, a lot of good shit there.
Also, like, but the fact that it was done in 2 shows instead of fucking 16 or whatever shows it was.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true. But they did keep a lot of the good parts of the CWC. You know, they kept
the intros.
The sport feeling, they kept the intros.
Yeah.
Pretty good, man. I really enjoyed it. And there's talk of, like, doing other ones in different places. Maybe a Japanese one, I've heard. And, I mean, I'd be all for it.
I've heard as far as, like, they'll do if the time is right, they'll do a Mexican, a Japanese, a Canadian one.
Oh, dude, a Canadian one would be awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
That'd be good.
There's a lot of good talent up here. Like, a lot.
Yeah, well, fucking A, man. So, I don't know, yeah, you had anything else?
For the UK, no, I think we covered it very much. Overall, good show.
I like Wolfgang. Fucking bring him in. Let's see him. I'm ready for that.
Yeah. Did you hear that the WWE has pulled a bunch of these guys from like a lot of events?
Yeah, I heard that too. Some of them are supposed to be
not allowed to do a podcast before the show.
Oh yeah, that's their rules over there, man. They don't like that shit.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah, they don't. You're not allowed to do a podcast unless it's like on their
pre-approved list.
Pre-approved list.
Yeah. Triple H was on the Observer this week.
Was he?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
That was fucking weird.
And yeah, some of those guys are supposed to be coming over to NXT too. Yeah, some of the people I heard at the TakeOver. I don't know if they're going to be wrestling or if they'll just be in the audience or what, but TakeOver San Antonio.
Which that crept up. I didn't realize Royal Rumble and that was next weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Next week we'll be back to preview that motherfucker.
Exactly.
So that should be fucking pretty rad. Moving into the rest of the week. I don't know, we could talk about fucking Raw and SmackDown, I guess.
Fuck.
Pretty much.
Those shows were bad.
I thought they were both pretty fucking bad, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
We can also talk some news, I guess. We can break it up, talk a little news.
Yeah, sure. Let's go for the news. I wish I had a news clip. Maybe next week we'll have a news clip.
There you go. That'll be good. Hideo Itami, supposed to be returning to action soon. The question is, does anybody care at this point?
Crickets. I need that one as well.
Yes, you do. Sometimes I just think to myself, like, I have to remind myself that that's Kenta. Like, I'm like, oh, this guy's the fucking shit. Oh, wait a minute, that's Kenta. Fuck. You know, like.
It was like, you can't call him bad because it's Kenta, but he's been nothing.
Fuck. God, has he been fucking. Well, that was stupid of them, too. That first injury was, you know, whatever. But that second one, he got hurt in a match with a tag match with him and Nakamura on a team against two of, like, these god-awful fucking, that Tito Sabatelli guy. Like, I fucking hate that guy. Oh, my God, do I hate him. And some other shithead fucking bobsledder or soccer player that they think they're going to turn into a fucking wrestler. And yeah, the green piece of shit hurts fucking Kenta. It's like, how stupid is this, man?
Yeah.
This guy's money, that guy's shit. Which is a whole discussion I wanted to get into. I don't know, we don't talk about it now or NXT. I want to talk about how NXT fucking doesn't work. And this whole thing is like, oh, we're just wanting to make stars. And name a guy that they've fucking actually created, other than like Braun Strowman. I was trying to think of it when I was taking a shit earlier.
Big E.
Big E. Your fucking boring Corbin.
Yeah. The ones that have made it to the roster, you got Nia Jax.
Awful.
Carmella. Awful.
Awful.
Alexa Bliss.
Pretty awful.
Pretty hot, though.
There's hot rods everywhere.
Well, yes, no. But Alexa Bliss is on top of that list in the WWE for me. But I don't know. There's not a huge amount. Bo Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Bo Dallas, dude.
Yeah.
Where's that guy at?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably still on that plane. But I don't know. That's about it. There's no real stars that have come out of NXT, as far as I can tell, that weren't made through the indies.
And at this point in time, knowing that success rate, why do they still do that shit? They still sign these classes of people who, like I said, a fucking bobsledder. That's not a joke. They did have a guy who was a bobsledder.
Yes.
Like an Olympic bobsledder. Like someone down there gets a hard-on about the idea of like taking a nothing and turning him into something.
Well, and I think, too, a little bit of it is them thinking that that could add legitimacy to the product, but it's just going to make it look low rent because they can't work.
Yeah, Roman Reigns, he didn't work any indies, that fucker.
That's another one that came from NXT.
Yeah, how much did the crowd fucking like him?
Yeah, I know. Horrible.
I just don't get it, man. These guys aren't worth a shit. And then you bring in these indie guys to, like, put them over. It just seems fucking, the whole thing is just weird, man.
No, I can't agree with you more. NXT as a theory should work. The performance center should work, but you've got to get the people that want to be there for not the money reason, you know what I mean? They have to be there for the love of wrestling, at least. They got to like the product.
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, it's decent money, dude. If you're not doing shit, it's decent money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but you have, like, dude, they get guys like Zane who spent, like, 3 fucking years down there.
Yeah. What did he learn?
Nothing.
The placement of the hard camera. That's about it. What has Nakamura learned since he's been there? His first match in a full-size WWE ring was flawless.
It was. It was great, dude. Him and Zayn was, like, probably still the best match he's had.
Yeah. Well, in NXT, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
That's absolutely the best match he's had in NXT.
Yeah, this has all been downhill since there.
And another one that I liked was the Aries match, actually, was pretty fucking good.
The Zayn. Oh, I thought you were talking about Nakamura.
I am.
Oh, okay. What? I don't remember the Aries match.
I think that happened.
Fair enough. I don't disbelieve you.
In my mind, it happened. It may not have. It's totally possible. I smoke a lot of weed.
Well, see, let's do a little searchy poo here.
But yeah, Tommy will be back. I don't know what they're gonna do with him. I don't know, man. It's gonna be really interesting to see, like, what do you do with him? Like, what were they doing with him before, really? He can't really speak English. He's, I don't know. We're gonna see what happens.
Well, the last thing they did with him was that supposed Kevin Owens angle, where Kevin Owens was the one that attacked him.
Yeah, that's
done and over with now. But it did, the match did happen, as it was NXT The End.
Yeah, okay. There you go. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, boy.
So, there you go. Hideo Tommy's coming back. There's talk about deals in the work to bring some UK wrestling promotions to the network, man.
Yeah, apparently ICW is close to inking a deal.
Now, I heard that, and then I also heard that the main dude at ICW says no.
Mark Dallas.
But I suppose that's what you would say, right?
You would have. Well, we all know what happened to Kurt Angle.
Right.
The first time that he did it. So, yeah, keep your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah, right. I guess, like, UKCT.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, but this is Progress and OTT. I don't know. ICW is the only one I really give a shit about. Now, I don't know if it's... Evidently, it's like $50,000 a year on 3-year deals.
Like that they pay the company for the rights?
Yeah, right. Which is reportedly less than Flow Slam is paying promotions. So I don't really know that Flow Slam shit. How many people fucking signed up for that, really?
I signed up for it, and I quickly canceled it. Because it is by far not worth it, in my opinion.
How much is it a month?
Well, if you want to go monthly... And I didn't know what it was going to be all about, so I wasn't about to drop a full year's, you know, price, you know, $100 bucks or so. So it's $20 a month.
Yeah.
And I watched one show. That was it. You've got Evolve and Shine, and then a bunch of garbage.
Yeah. Right. ICW is not on there.
Nope. There's, as far as I didn't see really much of any UK wrestling. I believe there was one German company, but that was about it.
What was there in the US?
What's it? FIP, Full Impact Pro.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, I wasn't too either. Evolve, of course, that's US. Shine's US, but it's all women, and 3/4 of them are garbage.
Yeah. I can't believe Shine is a thing. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, I can't believe there's people that actually watch Shine religiously.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like, they've got like a couple, like Sue Young is fucking the tits.
Yeah.
Sue Young is great. I'll watch a Sue Young match on Shine, but I'm not going to watch some fucking...
Is it like Sue Young, like... American white lady or something, like Sue Young, like Japanese lady.
Sue Young is a Native American.
Really?
Yeah, but she does come off as Asian, So, but she's painted up in like this white getup, and she's like the evil spirit thing. She looks like the evil spirit from The Ring.
Oh, and, Jesus.
Oh, dude, she's great. Oh, she's so good. Mm. Basically, the whole story is Paige's mother turned her evil.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and she broke free from Paige's mother and blah, blah, blah. It's Rich Swann's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
So, I believe she did have a tryout for the women's tournament.
Mm.
So, which that has been confirmed as well.
Has it been fully confirmed for this summer?
Let's see. I can't remember the date. I'm just pulling it up here now.
Summer.
I should have read the whole story. I just seen the headline and said it was confirmed. And I just fucking clicked it.
You did yourself in there. When I said summer, you should have been like, yep, summer.
I should have just been like, yep.
You learn the nuances of being vague about shit you don't actually know about. I will mask that I don't know from you guys. So Angle was announced as the first inductee. Rumors going around about Teddy Long, dude.
Yeah, being another inductee, that's unfortunate.
Teddy Long?
The tag team match is going to break out on stage.
We need a fucking Teddy Long sample.
Holla, player.
No, we need the... Ole Anderson call you Nick to your face.
Oh, from that shoot interview.
Yeah, I think he says the same about Ric Flair, too.
He did say Ric Flair was racist as well, yeah.
Yeah, well, go figure. Yeah, he was a ref forever. I remember him reffing, like, old school, man. Like, back... I want to say he was a ref in fucking...
he was in the 80s,
wasn't he? Something to do with, like, GWF, actually. Like, way back really? In the day.
Because he was a ref for WCW, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he moved from the ref to being, like, some... Who was he managing? The Skyscrapers?
A lot of people. He actually started off before any of that shit. Like, he would, like, fucking clean... In the, like, afterward, he would put up the rings and shit. Like, he was a guy who loved it and, like, worked his way up from the absolute bottom.
Okay, put him in the Hall of Fame, then. Go for it. Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like, a lot of people don't know any of that, though. These people are just like, oh, man, he made a bunch of tag matches, and he, you know, he was a GM of SmackDown.
I liked him when he was the racist... manager of Teddy Long and Jazz. Or not Teddy Long, Rodney Mack and Jazz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, down with the Brown?
I have no idea.
Oh, dude, it's amazing.
That's your... See, that's the thing that we got on this show that a lot of other ones don't, is we've got this, like... I have more of a expertise, like, on the OG shit, and then there's, like, this whole period of time... Where WWE, in my opinion, was just dog dick, and I didn't watch
it. It was complete shit.
Your knowledge of like that whole fucking era is like, I don't know, man. Through what you guys went through on your show on the Federation podcast, I don't think there's anybody who's more of an expert on that era of fucking WWE than you and your brother, man.
You cannot school me on anything to do with the SmackDown 6. I know it all.
Dude, exactly. Like, I would put you as, like, the foremost experts on that.
I would put myself as the expert of the SmackDown sex in the podcast world. I would.
Like, and that's a great, too, because I have no idea about all that shit, man.
It's garbage besides for, like, 7 or 8 key matches.
You know, from, like, I'd come in, that was the period where I would come in and, like, here and there and, like, I was one of those people who loved wrestling, watched it all the time, and then... When WWE's like, oh, dude, if we're getting a 5 rating and Nitro's getting a 5 rating, if we fucking get them, we're going to have a 10 rating. And instead they had, like, a 3.
Yeah, ain't that a bitch.
I and, like, all of my friends and everybody I know was that was like, when WCW went out of business, we just stopped watching wrestling, really, until, like, Wrestling Society X later on.
That was so cool, too, though. I remember just, like, flipping through the channels. And at that point in time, I had given up on wrestling as well. And I just find Wrestling Society X on the Fight Network. And I was just like, what the fuck is this?
awesome. I love that. I'll stand by. I love Wrestling Society X and out.
Vampiro. We had Tyler Black, Jack Evans.
Dude, you fucking Teddy Hart, motherfucker.
Yes. It was awesome. You cannot say anything bad. Like
Mil Muertes unmasked.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Judas Macias.
Yeah.
Another good one too. That is has some decent fun stuff. Is Ring Rats. That's Tyson Kidd and Jack Evans and Teddy Hart. They're all kids. Natty was in it. Like 16 years old. And it was like professionally done.
Yeah, this year I want to get into doing some more some specials and shit. So maybe we'll get to some of that kind of shit, man.
Yeah, Ring Rats would be a good special, I think.
XWF, I want to do one on too, maybe.
Oh, maybe what's that one that's in the hood? Oh, it's like Wrestling in the Hood is all like
Hood Slam.
No. Hood Slam's a complete joke. This is a joke too, as well. But like, it's like Homicide is in it, and it's just all like I don't want to sound racist, but it's all black people being the stereotypes, and like they're shooting people, and they're robbing people, and they're going to jail.
Shooting people.
Well, like I might be over exaggerating, but if somebody knows what promotion I'm talking about, please. Hit me up and tell me.
If they need to get the nigga taker, dude. I actually had talked to him a few times, and it was like, we're talking about getting him on the show. Like, dude, do you guys think we should get nigga taker on the show?
I will. Yes, please. I would love to have a conversation with nigga taker.
Yeah, it's okay to say it, dude.
I guess
okay
it is, isn't it? Yeah.
So his name is, man. It's okay
it
to
his name.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say the N-word taker. Fuck's sake. Like, as long as you don't have a hard ER and you're using it in a descriptive term, I think you're okay.
I have asked people of color.
People of color. That's a weird term. Okay.
I have asked, like, what is so what don't you like about it? And basically it was, you know, like the whole slavery with the hard R, and it's like, it's all in the context and how you say it is how he told me. Now I'm sure there's people that would still bitch about that, but
I'm good with that. But like, dude, if I'm blasting DMX in my car, I'm putting him in there, dude.
Oh, of course. Cause it's the only time it's acceptable. Like, I had a huge argument with this girl one time. We were in Cuba actually, and it ruined my fucking trip.
Yeah.
But, she was, we were all sitting there, and I had just said a quote of somebody, and how, like, I was just like, oh, shit. And she accosted me. She's like, I can't believe you said that so easily. And I was like, if you, okay, let's say you're singing some fucking 50 Cent, and he drops the fucking hard N. Are you going to say it? Yeah. She said, but that's different. I was like, you're quoting fucking 50 Cent, you stupid bitch.
It's an easy word to say. It's as easy to say as cunt. You are one.
Oh yeah, baby.
Hell yeah. Other rumored names now are coming up. So we've talked about DDP. We talked about Rick Rude. We haven't talked about Beth Phoenix, dude. What?
I guess there's got to be a woman at some point in time, but. Like,
this,
if you're getting that Beth Phoenix now, where are you going to go in 2 years?
I don't know, but William Regal, natural.
Yeah, why is he being forgotten about?
He's in our Hall of Fame.
Well, as he should be.
As is Rick Rude. Christian, you know, which I suppose I'm good with that, WWE's anyway. And
if anything, is like we said last week, it's going to be a fun induction, so
yeah. Mike Rotunda,
fuck that.
Which I would question. Yeah, they'll do it as IRS too, you know. They fucking
oh
will.
Of course.
And like, that's so dumb. That's like, when I think of Mike Rotunda, I mean, honestly, I think of his like WCW work.
Early work before he went to the WWE kind of deal.
Yeah, but he was like a collegiate wrestler. I mean, just a very, you know, that was before
he became Wall Street.
Well, after that, after IRS, he was Wall Street.
Yeah.
But also in WCW, he was a fucking sea captain at one time, dude.
No. Are you serious?
I swear to fuck. Swear
did he
to
have semen?
Oh. Yeah, dude, he was a seaman.
Oh, God.
Good up, man.
That's money, bro. That's money.
Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, man. I'm looking. I'm trying to look it up here. I want to know what it was fucking called. But I'm pretty sure that... I'm pretty sure that he was a fucking a sea captain. And, but no less. I mean, he's got, his kids are decent, right? So maybe they'll give him a spot.
I don't know if decent is the word, but okay.
And the natural disasters, man. Earthquake and typhoon. I know that Fred Ottman is in kind of bad health right now, so.
Yeah.
I'd be bad. Dude, I love the natural disasters, honestly. I thought that they were an underutilized team.
They had that aura about them. They were, the mountain men, like not mountain men, but like they were the size of mountains, like who could take them down?
Dude, they were fucking, I love that shit. Yeah. I'm looking here. Mike, Erwin R. Scheister, Wall Street, Mike Rotundo. Doesn't say it here, dude. I'm pretty sure. We'll have to look off after this, but I'm pretty sure he was a sea captain at some time. If he wasn't, he should have been.
Captain Mike Rotunda.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You picture it? Is he in, dressed like a fucking sea captain?
Yes, I do, kind of. I think. Maybe not. I don't know. Because I don't have a picture, but I came across a forum where they said, has there ever been a seaman gimmick? And somebody said, does Captain Mike Rotunda count?
Captain Mike Rotunda.
See? So you got to be along the same lines.
I'm looking at a picture of it, but he's kind of to the side, and I don't know what he's really wearing.
I mean, would you want a picture of yourself as a sea captain on the internet?
Maybe.
Depending on the context.
Oh, dude, there's a t-shirt here that says Captain Mike Rotunda, and it has him in a boat, but I don't know what the fuck that's all about.
I might have to watch a Mike Rotunda shoot interview.
Clash of Champions 12. There's a still picture. I don't know what he's wearing. But...
the green jacket kind of deal?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's the only picture I could find. I was like, I don't know. That doesn't...
he doesn't even have a hat.
Yeah, he's got some fucking Jerry curls going, though.
Oh, who would take my orders? I'm not taking orders from someone who's not wearing a fucking hat. Fancy hat.
I think it's a rule up here in Canada. Somebody school me on this, but I think it's a rule up here in Canada that if a cop pulls you over and he doesn't have his hat on, you can actually dispute the ticket.
Yeah, like, it's an official motherfucker. Take orders from fucking people with crazy hats. That's why the Pope's got so much power, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at that hat.
Wow, it's like the craziest of the crazy hats.
It takes some very precise, I fucking can't speak. Neck muscles, big neck muscles is what I'm trying to say.
Fuck. Lower that thing onto that fucker's head with a complicated system of pulleys.
Yeah, because you're over in Rome, you're in the Vatican, you can't have a crane. Not an electric crane, you gotta have pulleys.
Oh yeah, dude. No technology. Man. Do you have a You Deserve It audio clip?
I don't, but I can get one.
Okay, well, Jimmy Snuka died this week.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck. Look on Twitter and just seeing the sheer mass of ignorance.
I don't know. I think people don't know, dude. I saw a lot of people who, you bring it up and they're like, oh, I didn't know. But there is a lot of people who, they're like the Benoit people. Who, they have, full... I've seen Facebook pages that are just post punches of him every day. He should be in the Hall of Fame. It's, fucking ridiculous. Nobody's going to put him in the Hall of Fame,
no.
Dude.
Nobody's going to put a murderer in the Hall of Fame. It's just not going to happen. Now, they did put Jimmy Snuka in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but they took him out now. He's not in the Hall of Fame, currently.
Exactly.
Did they call him Hall of Famer there? I bet they probably did.
I don't know. I don't know if they did. I don't know. They've gone so far as to make a Jimmy Snuka collection now on the network.
Yeah. To me, the response should have been a pre-show, just in remembrance.
That little graphic that showed up on Raw before it started, that was all I needed to see. I didn't even want to see that. That was enough.
And they did it, and I was like, good. And then I was like, they better not do a 10 bell. And they didn't. And I was like, okay, that's good. And by that later, I don't know what that fucking song was, dude, but
Life's Too Short? Yeah. Oh, God damn.
And then Mick Foley to be like, too, like, he had such an impact on my life. I tweeted back. I'm like, not as much of an impact as he did on the on that woman's family's life.
No.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't know. I'm just not going to put him over. I'm not going to put over a guy who was a known woman beater. He beat multiple women. And he fucking killed this woman, dude. I mean, and be like, well, he never got... Fuck you, dude. He killed this woman. If you look at the evidence, it's obvious he did.
People have went away for less.
Yeah. But whatever, dude. It's like, you know, he got away with that. Because he did. He lost a civil trial. He was supposed to pay these people millions of dollars. He never paid him a fucking cent.
Not a fucking cent. Ain't that a... That's fucking crazy. It's just... How does that work?
Yeah.
How is that a thing?
The Rock posted this picture. He's like, he tweeted out this picture that, you know, Tamina had sent him. And it's like just kind of what he's been doing lately. He sits in snooker in a recliner watching himself in the 80s on TV. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, God damn it. But yeah, you know, he was a big star at one point, you know, but...
Oh, sure, of course.
Off really hard, too. I mean, in 83 and shit, he was huge, man. But after that, I mean, not
well,
much.
Well, once Hogan got the reins, that really spelt the end for Snuka, because Snuka really, he was prominent when Backlund was champion. And when Backlund was champion, it was, you know, towards the end of his reign, people didn't really, they were against Backlund at the time, and Snuka was who everybody liked.
He was, like, not a normal guy. You know, that around that time, it's like Bob Backlund's like the most boring character ever. I'm a huge fan of Bob Backlund, don't get me wrong. But,
There was no character at that point in time. No.
The loincloth and like how fucking huge he was. But a lot of people don't realize that he was 40 years old then. In 83, he was 40 years old.
I wasn't aware of that, honestly.
Yeah. So, like, when you see that shit, he jumps off the cage, he's like 40 fucking years old right there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Because he had wrestled through the 70s and shit.
Yeah, I knew he was wrestling for a while. I didn't know it was to that extent.
Yeah. So, whatever. I mean, he's not going to get a 10-bell salute here on Suplex City Limits, that's for sure.
No, he will get a...
You don't get my sympathy at all!
That's more than we should give him.
Yeah. But yeah, I won't take away from, like, you know, obviously, like, him jumping off the cage and shit is... iconic. I mean, if there's like, if you had a chance to like 10 little clips to show somebody about like the history of wrestling, I mean, that's like, that's a huge moment in wrestling history.
Oh, of course. Like in the grand scheme of things, if you look at all the other things that have been done, it pales in comparison now, but the fact that it was one of the pioneering events and, you know, the first guy to really do it.
Yeah.
That it speaks volumes there that way. But like Kurt Angle's done some great moonsaults off of the higher cage.
Well, that's true. But I mean, this gave you Mick Foley, dude. This like turned Mick Foley into a wrestler, man.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's interesting.
And in turn gave us the Kim Kardashian of wrestling, Noelle Foley.
Oh, God. I can't stand that shit.
I hate her so much. I hate that whole family.
Dude, they're awful, right?
They are.
Like, I like Mick. But man, his fucking family is just awful.
Yeah, you tweeted one point in time that like you never looking at Mick, you'd have a hard time knowing that he's the one with brain damage.
Yeah, no shit, like, right?
That stuck with me, and as soon as I watched it, I was like, yeah, no, Jim was right.
Fucking is
his family.
Hashtag Jim was right. God damn it. But yeah, other quick news just to get through: Tajiri suffers an injury in an NXT taping. That didn't last very long.
Nope.
Some kind of knee injury, so I don't know what, you know, what's going to be coming up with that, but, I do like Tajiri. He should grow his beard back out while he's out hurt.
Yeah, that baby face is weird.
Triple H and Steph went to the inauguration of, Donald Trump.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they posted a picture of themselves.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
such a cute couple.
Yeah, day one of the regime. And all's well so far, but
day 28 the camps start filling up.
Yeah, dude, so day one
there's a lineup forming outside of my house.
Yeah, exactly. People have torches.
Well, people have already started like beating up Starbucks and stuff. I was like, what is that going to prove, guys? You think Donald Trump gives a shit about that?
No. Yeah, about Starbucks? No. Yeah, go to the Trump Tower. Fuck that thing up if you're going
to
do something.
Burn a fucking Trump building to the ground. That'll get his attention. By no means, please do not do it and say that we cited you.
No, you didn't hear it.
Trump would find us and kill us.
Adding a bunch of English commentary for New Japan events this year. 14 events this year will have English commentary.
Can't wait.
That's pretty sweet.
And as of right now, Fantastica Mania is going on. CMLL and New Japan.
Yeah, I've been wanting to watch. That's not on there, is it?
Is it not? Oh, that would be disappointing.
I haven't really checked, but... coming in February, February 5th.
Yeah, new beginnings.
Yeah, dude, new beginning. So,
can't wait. You're going to have Kevin Kelly and Cyrus.
Is that who it is?
Cyrus is the new announcer, yeah.
Oh, dude. That guy was good.
He's a great talker. I think he could do well. I really do.
I actually really like Cyrus, man. So
the Truth Commission, great stuff.
The new beginning is going to be, it's like on a Friday night or Saturday night.
I think it's Saturday, yeah.
I think I might stay up for that, bitch.
I'm going to try.
We'll be live tweeting that shit. I'm stoked. Yeah, dude, watch that. This is good. This is a good move for them. Getting the English commentary is going to be really fucking good for their... And I don't know why it's taking them this long. And I'm not talking about, like, Jim Ross talking over, like, month-old shit. Like, get these pay-per-views fucking going.
No, I agree. Wrestle Kingdom has been nice the last 2 years, last 3 years to have English commentary, but... I'm excited to have more. Even those shows in California, they're being broadcasted with English commentary, so that's
pretty cool. Yeah, those be live, too, on New Japan World?
Yeah, they should. I can't see why not.
Man.
Everything else plays live.
That's going to be great. That'll actually be in a normal time.
Yeah.
New Japan is the most positioned to do something here, to compete, man. I mean, they're obviously the... I think they're in the best position.
They're definitely number two globally.
And they've got the best opportunity here to try to fucking do something. Especially considering how many English-speaking people they have already, you know?
Yeah, it's a far cry from years ago, the amount of... what do you call them? Gaijin?
Right, Gaijin, yeah.
Yeah, so...
And I think that's always going to be a thing. It's like, there's always going to be dudes who grew up watching, you know... These like fucking Liger and all those guys and all the Gaijin who did go over there, and that's what they're gonna want to do. You know, that's what Omega's doing here, and a lot of the other guys like
Elgin.
They want to go to Japan.
Yeah, Elgin works a strong style. You know, that's very similar to Japan, anyways. And he's over there; he's killing it. The Japanese crowd love him.
Oh, they love a big fucking hoss over there.
Oh yeah, yeah. Stan Hansen, Jesus.
But that pissed me off that we didn't get, like, a good Elgin Norton spot in that Battle Royal this year.
That would have been so good.
Ah, man. Take a Norton in his prime and Elgin. Oh.
That
guy.
I think the world would implode. I really do.
Jared, who I'm sure is listening, our buddy Jared from Fully Littered Wrestling, and my co-host on Pay-Per-View Take Two, he fucking doesn't like Scott Norton, and I'm a huge Scott Norton mark. Like, if for some reason, I've always loved that guy.
I always, even in WCW, I was mesmerized by just, like, the sheer size of him. Just, he's wide as shit.
CW Revenge, he was, like, the most badass character ever to pick.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Where, like, every fucking move, every move that he did was, like... Just fucking crazy, you know? Like, every move would take a guy out completely. It's like, if you looked at his moves in a creative menu, it would be like powerbomb 1, powerbomb 2, you know? Shoulder breaker 1, shoulder breaker 2. That was the move I actually was saying that Braun Strowman should be doing.
Oh, you're talking about like that one-leg shoulder breaker? Like, they're up like a tombstone and they drop him onto their...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the badass fucking shoulder breaker.
Yeah, I wish Brock Lesnar would bring back his triple backbreaker.
The triple backbreaker.
Where he would lift up, you know, just like how you would do a backbreaker. He would drop him on his knee once, stand back up, drop him on his knee a second time, stand back up, and then drop him on his knee again.
Okay. That'd be all
right.
That's
awesome. I love that spot.
There we go. I was wondering what, I was like, CB, who's CB?
Oh, so you're the one that didn't answer me, you motherfucker.
No, you can't answer an incoming call because that puts your call on hold. You have to add the person, see?
I don't know much.
I don't know.
Somebody links Kinetic.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
From the Gorgeous Losers of Wrestling podcast.
We were. You seem a little. Still going through news, actually.
Yeah, we're very fucking slow this week.
You guys talking about Tyler Bate?
We've already Tyler talked Bate. About him.
Okay.
Are you on a phone or something?
I'm talking on my phone on Skype. Or should I not be?
Oh, no. I just wasn't sure if you're on a phone or if you're on, like, a computer or what.
No. Does it sound okay?
Yeah, it sounds like you're on a phone.
You want me to try to put some headphones on and see if that works better?
Yeah, whatever. Sure.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of it, so.
Well, let's be hang up and you guys call me back on this 5-star podcast.
We'll do it. How long? I'll give you a minute or something?
Yeah, about 1 minute. Fine.
All right, cool. All
right, cool.
Hang up on that motherfucker.
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 That's ours, motherfucker.
There you go. And yeah, man, you got any other news?
AJ Styles was robbed this week.
Yeah, he was.
They stole $7,000 yen. I don't know why he's still carrying Japanese yen.
Why is he carrying around fucking Jap money, dude? What's going on? I don't understand.
I don't know. He had 7,000 yen, but $1,000 American. It's like, what the fuck? And then they stole an iPhone, a small screen TV, an Xbox 360. He's still playing Xbox 360.
Wow,
six Xbox 360 games and a set of Beats headphones.
Why do you have 7,000 yen with you, dude?
It's fucking ridiculous. And then Orton's little gym fiasco.
I'm side with Orton on that deal.
I don't know. I don't know where I stand. Like, I don't know the whole story. Now, nobody should interrupt somebody in their reps or anything like that. And if that's what happened, he has all the rights in the world.
That's exactly what happened.
Okay, then, yeah, no, he may have deserved a slap. Way I was under the understanding was that it was just at the gym he asked for a picture and got accosted. That's the way that I heard it.
He wasn't accosted. He didn't touch him. He didn't, like, he just told him to go fuck himself.
Fair enough. But...
He was working out, and like, this guy is like, while Orton is like on a machine, this guy's coming over asking for pictures and shit.
Yeah, no, that's
I'll catch you on the way out, you know?
Yeah, that's different.
And then, like, the kid was still being a cunt about it.
Yeah, fuck that kid.
And you know how wrestling fans are. Fucking wrestling fans. A lot of wrestling fans are fucking dumb.
Well, can I get a picture with you?
Please? Snot bubbles and shit. Yeah. What the fuck?
Mouth breathers.
Yeah, dude, mouth breathers. Hey.
Is that any better or is no difference?
There you go, it's better.
Yeah, it's better, for sure.
See, a little quiet, maybe.
How about now? But,
hey!
Now you're here.
All right. Hey,
ladies and gentlemen. Yeah,
hey,
we just
I'm Link Kinetic.
The UK. We talked about the UK tournament. We talked news. Now we're going to get into some fucking Mark Tank.
All right. Roman Reigns version again, or?
But I do kind of have to take fucking old man piss because I've been drinking coffee and cola and
Jesus
shit.
Christ.
Well, then we could just hold off on Mark Take. You could have your little old man piss, and me and Lynx could reconnect.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question before you piss.
Yeah.
So are you talking into a phone? Are you hooked to a computer? What's happening?
I'm on a computer. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you're on a phone, just take it in the bathroom and let us hear you piss.
You want to hear how strong my stream is?
Yeah, I want to see if your prostate's okay.
Dude, I got a good strong stream, man.
All right, well, go use it then.
Nothing to worry about there. I'll let you guys reconnect.
All right. We're going to hook up.
So, Lynx.
Yes, sir.
What did you think of the UK tournament? We've already talked about it. What was your thoughts?
I thought night one was kind of sleepy and boring. Night two was awesome. Or should I say day two? Not night two. It was daytime here. I thought it was great overall. I don't think that those guys will be used anywhere on the main roster or even in NXT just because of their size. But I loved it, especially that Pete Dunne fella.
I'm with you on Pete Dunne. I thought Pete Dunne was great. Jim is on the fence on Pete Dunne. But
why?
I don't know. He says he doesn't believe him.
Doesn't believe what?
I don't know. I said that I thought Pete Dunne looked like he could hurt you, and he said that he doesn't. So that's where we stand on that.
He looks like a fucking Jaws villain. His opinion is incorrect. He's got like a snaggled tooth. He's got like fucked up acne scars.
Yeah.
He's got crazy eyes that look like Satan put him in his sockets for him. That dude looks awesome.
I like his little pose too, with the fists up to his chin.
Yeah.
I think it all works.
And his finisher's rad too.
Yeah. Oh, fuck that finisher. Okay, what was it called again? Can you remember?
The Bitter End.
Yes.
Oi, mate, it's called the Bitter End.
Oh, Pete Dunne is here.
Oi. Oi. I'm here. Where the fuck is Jim Vicious, that fucking cunt?
I'm back.
Oh, that is the Jim. I hear you say this bloke here on the phone that you don't think me, Pete Dunne, is believable as a bad guy. You fucking cunt.
I don't know if that's Pete Dunne or if it's Paige. Can't tell.
I thought Paige would be a little bit more feminine in the voice range. Just to be out of breath and piss him.
Slightly.
Jesus Christ, man.
I had to get ice. I was running. I was moving, dude.
It sounds like he might have beat off real quick or something.
Well, I mean, Miss Vicious isn't home, so.
I can't come that quick. Jesus Christ.
You're not 19 anymore, fella.
I, like, took off and, like, scampered around to, like, take a piss, get some ice, get some more coffee.
Coffee?
Oh, I constantly drink coffee during this motherfucker.
Yeah, I need fluids, goddammit. But, yeah. Let's do a little Mark Tank, dude. This week's Mark Tank is focused on the Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns Rumble match with Jericho in the fucking shark cage.
Okay, so before we get into the Mark Tank, though, we got a little special clip.
Got a Mark Tank intro. We're moving up.
Oh, shit.
Five-star podcast.
Hey, are you going to shit on Randu again now that I got here?
I'm back! There's a guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. I'm back! There's a guy that believes that OJ
I'm going to take my dick out and piss in the middle of this ring. Fucking awesome.
Okay, Joey who's Styles in that face clip?
What's up?
Who's in that clip? Who was that talking?
Oh, come on, dude.
I couldn't tell. I'm on a phone.
You're on a phone? It's Brian Pillman.
Oh, okay. Oh, it didn't sound raspy enough.
Yeah, Brian Pillman.
Did you know Dolph Ziggler called Apollo Crews a mark on TV?
No.
Yeah, on SmackDown, when he first turned heel again, he went to the back and he's like, hey, what are you looking at, Mark? It's like, wow, all right, fourth wall.
Paul Cruz is like, I'm still happy.
Mark Tank. Oh, man. Daniel Nelson says, just make Braun Strowman champ for 5 years. Change his look, and Vince, I'll give you more advice behind the stage of what fans want. No little Peckerwood champs.
Wow.
Wow. But is this guy like 80 dog? Years old?
He's not 80 years old, no.
Fair enough.
Signed Jim Cornette.
Yeah.
Yoheeb Omar says, oh yeah, you stupid idiot KO. You really think you can beat Roman Reigns? No, you can't, because your buddy will be closed at Steel Cage now. You have to show that you are a fighter champ or AJ Styles. We will see who is the best champ, you or AJ Styles. I don't recall there being a champion versus champion match coming up, but, you know.
I mean, I guess he's making his own conclusions, but I don't know. It's hard to tell with that little sentence there. It's pretty broken.
Ariba Amar says, "Oh, Kevin will defeat Roman. What a joke. Roman will tear Kevin into pieces and take that championship where it belongs."
And where is that?
Hashtag believe that.
He's going to put it back in the fruit roll-up wrapper it came from.
He's going to carry it around like a kid carrying a book bag on Raw.
Yeah, on his back.
He stole that from Eddie Guerrero, that prick.
Like he carried that U.S. belt like it was an inconvenience to him.
Well, it was.
Well, at least he's not like Kevin Nash dragging it on the ground.
That's true. Or Naito throwing in the air. What disrespect.
I know. That was great.
You guys probably don't watch Up, Up, Down, Down too much, but so Rusev was on there in this tournament and he said, "I'm changing my name to Roman Reigns on the show because I never lose." And then he's the best. He's so good at fucking with people. Recently there was an episode and Owens was on there and they were talking about him changing his name to Roman Reigns because he never loses. And Kevin Owens looks at the camera and goes, "Don't I know it?"
Exactly.
On the last Glow podcast, we went through some stats on Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles, like who's the stronger champion without fighting each other. Dude, he fought Roman Reigns on the house shows about 19 times and lost like all of them.
Yeah.
I know the house shows are supposed to be where
they both lost to Roman Reigns, the house show we went to.
Oh, wow.
Styles, Owens, and Reigns in a fucking three-way.
Oh, boy. Reigns, I basically got the same match at my house show. It was Reigns, Sami Zayn, and Owens, and Reigns won.
Oh, wow.
Reigns must pose, dude. Hashtag Reigns must pose. Anir Ban Bacharia. His name is Bacharia. What nonsense. Dear WWE, please push Roman Reigns properly. He hasn't been getting a push, guys.
No, maybe. I guess not, hey? What?
Hey, cut the guy a little break. Maybe he's saying push him as a heel.
Shashi Shikar says, KO sucks. Rob ran deteriorated by handing championship to child.
Oh, yep. Garbage.
Rashad Kali says, "You do not deserve UBWWE champion, but our friend Roman will not be gracious to you at the Royal Rumble because you are stupid. Dishonest, either stupid idiot. Chris Jericho, I hope our friend Seth Rollins to take you away from the hero of the United States."
What the fuck?
So clearly English is not their first language, right?
Well, no, that's part of Mark Tank is it's like 50% their stupid Mark comments and like 50% like their shitty English. You know?
Both like, are funny.
Is it known over there that wrestling is fake?
Is it known over there that blowing yourself up doesn't get you 72 virgins? No, it's not. No, it's not.
Did you know that it's not actually 72 virgins? Because in that religion, 72 means infinity.
Mm.
Jeez, so calm down,
as many virgins
Mark.
As you want.
Yeah. You're a fucking Islam, Mark.
Yeah, those guys don't believe anything. They probably do think it's real.
If you, how many of those before you want a fucking pro, you know?
Well, don't they think that like cows are sacrilege or eating a cow is sacrilege or something?
That's
like that?
India, you racist.
It's all the same to me, bro.
Oh, listen, the Canadians are supposed to be more educated than this. How dare you?
No, no, no. We're supposed to be nice.
How did you find the soupiest Canadian to be on this show? What the fuck? But no, how many, like, I feel like three timid virgin blowjobs in, I would want, like, an old pro who wants to choke on it, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's good.
You know, it's like, you don't want the kind of girl who, like, will let you fuck her in the ass and just, like, deal with it and get through it. Like, you want a chick who's thinking, "I wish I had two dicks in my ass right now," you know?
You want to kind of like chick that has baby wipes in her washer, because you know what that means.
We're back to Mark Tank. Oh, man. Johan Sweetburn Reset says, and he's got the cover to the new, what the fuck are those guys called? Bloodhound Gang album as his profile picture.
Why says, is there a new Bloodhound Gang album?
They were like last year.
Oh, wow.
Roman Empire is the powerhouse dog and will choke slap KO for the WWE belt. The choke slap, man, that's his new finisher.
Bow wow.
There we go. It's the truth. Oh, man. Zohib Omar, you stupid summit, Verma. Do you really think that Reigns can beat the iconic Goldberg after all what he did to the Beast at Survivor Series? I think you have to see Survivor Series. No one can beat the iconic Goldberg. Mind it. Fall.
You guys
seen
that clip floating around of Goldberg throwing the caddy into the water?
I did see that. What was that all about?
Awesome. No, I guess it was just a goof, but
Goldberg awesome. Rules. Come on, man. Kabir Abdallah, Owen is just little dog. Roman is the big dog. Respect WWE fans. Much love.
Bow wow.
Much creativity in that one.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, man. I'm probably going to... We'll finish it off here with... Well, this one guy says... Ree Key says, Owens is just a small fry. I don't know what that really means.
I mean...
But...
If he was going like Scott Dawson was earlier today, the tilapia thing, that was maybe.
But the mark of the week, Jim Minder Zacy, Vincent K. McMahon belongs in prison for being crook.
Well,
yeah, it's not that. You can't argue with him.
Yeah, it's probably not that far off. So yeah, some Mark Tank for you.
Did you guys talk about the Snuka thing?
Oh yeah, we shit all over him.
Oh, okay, good.
We said we were gonna give him a burial at sea, and really all I did was like dump his body out of a trash can over the side of the boat. We didn't even stop.
I was just like, I can't believe that there. If you go on the network right now, it's like watch the Jimmy Snuka tribute. Like, come on, yeah. Dude, what the fuck?
Like we were Benoit saying,
tribute then.
Well, we were saying it's like just of the beginning thing, you know, the beginning graphic before the show would have been enough, dude.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Well, you know how they are. They can't be fucking tasteful.
Well, if it's one of Vince's guys, no, they can't be.
So, let's talk a little Raw, SmackDown, main roster, if you will. And then we also play a game here before we get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
This is going to be a long-ass episode. I don't know.
It will be.
I tend to just meander around through the show. It's like I have somebody to bounce shit off of more now. So it's like we just end up talking about random shit.
Well, I don't think either one of us really wants to get to Raw either at any point in time.
No, no.
Before you played that clip, I was going to ask if you were going to shit on Rando again this week.
Hey, something dog. I just like it. It's just fun.
Has he listened yet and responded?
I don't think so, no.
Jim versus New Hick sucking dog.
Yeah.
You were.
You were.
Is that supposed to be Stu?
Yeah, that's supposed to be Stu.
And the Davy boy stretch out.
Diana, she's a hooer. She wears her hooker boots.
I think Tyler should do this impression because he will say out correctly.
Boot. Diana took her boot out and she said she's a hooer and Brett took her toes and I don't know.
Oh my god.
So yeah, Stu Hart.
Can you do a whole episode of Stu one day?
Just interview Stu from the grave?
Just yeah. He's Stu and Dusty.
Just shooting his shit.
Oh my god.
Oh boy. Damn it.
The most delicious chicken here in heaven. You don't believe it. fucking main roster shit. I don't fucking know, dude. Like the irony of them having like a Martin Luther King Day video then doubled on by the irony of them the show being in Arkansas.
Like, dude. Did you guys talk about Vince's tweet about MLK being his hero?
No, he didn't. But yes, yeah, he loves Martin Luther King.
Which is so weird, because you wouldn't know it by watching the show.
No, you wouldn't. Nope. Well, all those black guys, you know, who are in the main event scene.
Those crazy black guys? The one black guy that has no idea where he is every week?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, man.
Apollo Crews living up to the Terry Crews stereotype, just not funny.
Yeah.
It's all great stuff.
Clearly, man. You haven't watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, then.
No. I'm saying, what's your stance on Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
It's a great show.
See, you misunderstood what I said. I was saying.
You said Terry Crews wasn't funny.
No, I said Apollo Crews was doing his best Terry Crews impression, except not being funny.
Oh, I thought you said. Okay.
I may have. I'm Canadian. I get bungled up in my words. See, I didn't even say a real word there. It was bungled.
I was going to get hot on you for a second there.
This intro I thought was awful. I hate the, like, interruption after interruption after interruption. It didn't do much for me, man. Especially when it's like Robot Reigns to start, and he's just so awful at speaking. He's just bad. But yeah, it's like interrupted by Heyman, interrupted by Owens and Jericho, interrupted by Rollins, interrupted by Braun, like Lesnar, fucking everybody, dude.
I love the part where, you know, Braun's been pushed as this monster who just destroys people, but he backed down from Brock Lesnar. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
You want to make this guy or not? Brock's leaving, motherfucker. Make him.
Yeah, man.
I'm a big Braun fan. I know that's probably not a popular opinion on this show, but I think he's great.
No, it's, you know, it's whatever. He's a good monster heel.
Braun does what he needs to do well that doesn't involve in-ring work.
Wow, so you're saying he's booked correctly? Whoa!
Well, I'm saying that he is able to portray a monster heel. His voice comes off as being a monster heel voice. He looks like a monster heel. Just his ring work sucks.
Yeah, that was always the thing with Brock Lesnar, and my wife Sarah always laughs about it when she hears him talk. I was like, he looks like that. And then he's like, oh, hey, don't get in my way. I'll crush you, eh? At least fucking Braun sounds like a real man's man.
Right. As far as matches go, this wasn't much. Enzo and Cass versus Rusev and Transgender Mahal.
Fuck.
Enzo and Cass win. And Aria Davari and Lindsay Dorado. Daivari wins. Only WWE would start a cruiserweight division and a cruiserweight show and then proceed to not utilize a single fucking luchador. Seriously.
It's sad. It's so bad.
Luchadors will get over. This is a no get over zone for luchadors.
Oh, they're not even cruiserweight style matches.
No, yeah. They're fucking heavyweight matches with little guys.
Mm-hmm. For the most part. Why is there not, like, you know, why don't they have that Mark Andrews fucking guy over there doing, like, crazy flips over the ropes and shit?
Exactly.
He's too much of a twink.
It's not more of a twink than Jordan fucking, whatever the fuck
Jordan
his name
Devlin
is.
Or Jason Devlin or whatever the fuck his name was.
Jordan Devlin, yeah.
So the scuttlebutt is that they want to do a Lucha Libre tournament on the WWE Network. How bad will that be, I wonder?
Oh, God. I mean, it'll be good, but
the tournament would be good, but if they ever try to put it on TV, it would be garbage.
Yeah,
well, I mean, maybe if they get Mike Tenay, they'll be all right.
That'd be awesome.
That would be great.
He'd do it for the right amount of money for a one shot. I don't see why he wouldn't do it.
I think Tenay would do it for $5.
No, he needs the money to gamble with. That's his whole racket now.
Yeah, he is a gambler. Cesaro and Sheamus versus Gallows and Anderson. Dusty finish.
There's nothing better than a dusty finish where the heels get screwed over.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's so bad.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's happening, dude, honestly.
We in World Wrestling Entertainment feel that you are tired of having your intelligence insulted.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a promo from, what, 15, 16 years? No, 20 years ago.
Yep. You make it look like one team wins, but then you let the other team win. That's where the money is.
Yeah, but you see, when I booked it, it was like the baby faces get screwed, so the crowd gets behind it. What the fuck are you doing here?
I don't know what they're doing. But you think anytime they do a Dusty finish, they should have to send like a check for $500 over to the Reynolds house. Yeah. Oh, they did 3 Dusty finishes this month. $1,500. Awesome. Yeah, they had the fucking Sukka video package. Awful. Emelina promo still.
Yeah, when? This is just fucking getting sad now.
I don't even care. There's a little thing backstage with Zayn acting like a fucking... I don't even know, dude. What was they? Well, I guess like, supposed to make him like look like a dumb fuck. Because
I think what they were going for, honestly, and because it probably came from one of the writers that come from comedy writing, he was acting very much like Charlie Day from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's what he really seemed to be going for.
Evidently, he is kind of like that. Where
he's
super enthusiastic and he like tries to put matches together like that.
And won't let nobody else talk.
It was kind of a shoot on him, I guess. I was like, whatever, dude. They're trying to play a joke and, you know, trying to take a shit on the guy, and we have to fucking watch it. Swan versus Nice. Neville attacks. Was I the only one half expecting Nice and Neville to do that, like, doink mirror spot from WrestleMania 9? I was expecting him to, like, go face-to-face and, like, do the move the hand thing and, like...
That one's way more attractive. I don't see the resemblance.
Okay.
You're that fan that Neville keeps talking about.
I like Neville.
No, the fan he's talking about is Kevin Dunn. He works for the fucker.
Yeah, that's true. That's a truth burst right there.
It is.
New Day. I don't know what's going on. Why are they doing this with these guys?
What a they have nothing to do.
Dude, they have the Island Assholes. They have, what other tag team? They have Golden Truth and Island Assholes is about all they have, right?
Yeah, that sounds great.
And why are the Revival still down in NXT? Fucking, the best tag team in the company.
Because they got bellies, Jim, like us.
Well, we need that Scott Steiner. Fat!
That's such
fat asses!
Was he talking about Samoa Joe in that?
Yeah, I think so.
He's fat!
Oh my god. Everything that Titus touches just turns to shit, dude.
What happens when he touches his shit then?
He's like the goose that laid the shitty egg. You know? Just like fucking awful. So he wrestled like 3 weeks ago he wrestled Xavier, then last week Kofi, this week Big E, loses to all of them. What a fucking waste of time.
I'm not going to lie.
That's what he gets for touching Vince.
The former tag champions. And it's just so weird, too, like, within story, like, they do such a piss-poor job of, like, moving teams around. You know, it's like, why do these guys not care about getting the belts back? You know? That they'll waste a month fucking around with Titus. It doesn't make any sense, goddammit.
Now, I have a question for you, Jim, as an old-school guy. Tyler's, like, what, 18? He wouldn't remember this
shit. He's like 29.
Oh, 29. What an oldster. Back in the day, and this is a serious question. Back in the day, did they have tag teams that would have feuds when they weren't feuding for the belt? Because it seems like nowadays it has to be for the belt, otherwise they don't care about it.
Well, yeah, they do. They still kind of do, but yeah, they would have, you know, you'd have different shit going on, but it's just weird. Like when it used to be kind of based more around like getting to that position. This team right. needs to be this team to kind of move up in the ranks and become the number one contenders. But now it's just like, it's not like that. Yeah. It's like New Day is completely, they don't care, I guess, about being 3-time champs. They don't care about the belts.
Why can't they have something where some team bothers them and they fucking have a blood feud with each other? Like, why does it have to be for the belt? I don't understand. Same with the women on that show.
Well, because the last time they had a tag team blood feud, it was that garbage gang warfare with Los Barriquas, the Nazi Motorcycle Club, and the Truth Commission.
Los Burritos?
Yeah, but they got talent now.
Well, yes, that's true. That's true.
I mean, have the Revival come up and fuck with the New Day. Is it really that hard?
No, it's not that hard. And the Revival are pretty much fucking unnecessary down there at this point. You got TM61, you've got DIY, Authors of Pain. I mean, who else you got? That might be it. I guess that's for now that I think about it, that might be.
You got Sanity.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah, I mean, Eric Young's doing solo shit now, but.
Yeah, but Big Damo just joined, so him and that other weird-looking fuck can be a tag team.
Yeah.
Not that hard, guys.
What happened to the other guy? He's gone now or what? He's out
injured,
of there?
I believe.
Yeah, he blew out his knee, I think.
I was hoping they took him out because we were talking on here. I'm like, that guy's the shits for this.
Oh, I'm so
I didn't think he fit at all. At least this other guy. What the fuck is the other guy's name? No, I don't Alexander. I don't know. The guy who's still there, he fucking at least is in. He's like all in on it.
He's the other guy, the facial Sawyer, expressions.
Sawyer Fulton? Is that the other guy?
Yeah, that was the guy that
Isn't
left.
There a wolf too or some shit?
Yeah, that's
Alexander Wolf.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, yeah, Alexander Wolf is like all in. Like, yes, good. But that Tucker fucker, he sucks.
Tucker fucker. Hey, what's with all the wolves these days?
Dude, the one the fucking lone wolf.
Yeah, we got lone wolf. We got the dare wolf. We got Braun saying that he's the big bad wolf. I mean, goddamn.
We got the wolves.
And then the Scottish guy. What was his name?
Big Wolf. Yeah. Yeah. Wolfgang.
Yeah, so many wolves.
So many wolves?
Hey, Tyler, have you ever met a wolf?
Yes, I actually have. I went to a wrestling show with a guy named Wolf.
No, I meant like a real animal.
He was raised by wolves.
I have seen one. I almost hit one with a vehicle once. He was huge.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was amazingly huge.
Charlotte and Bailey, dude. This fucking segment made me want to fuck. Oh my god, dude.
What?
It's so bad.
Oh, those poems. Oh my god. The fact that like Charlotte says, like, I'm gonna read you a poem, she's like stumbling over words, missing words. She's like, ah, the crowd starts getting on it because she can't read.
They put it up on the screen and part of it's like all like fucked up. Yeah. Like, how are you gonna read that, dude? I don't understand. Like, half of it is smudged.
They made her look like an idiot.
They did.
Well, you can totally tell who wrote that segment because that was Vince all the way. It was they gave fucking Bailey the Roman treatment with the magic beans and shit. Like, she could have just said what she said about being a super fan and being proud of it, and that's it. And then they had to ruin it with the stupid fucking poems.
Yeah.
And then she's like, does three of them, right?
Yeah.
I got a poem for you. Most are red, violets are blue. I don't know, Royal Rumble will take the belt from you or whatever the fuck it was. And, like, the crowd, like, half cheered. And she's like, you like that? How about another one? The crowd's like, fuck no.
Yeah, their enthusiasm just dropped significantly from each poem and never came back.
Back in the day when they were doing bullet point shit, they would have been like, okay, the crowd hates this. I ain't doing another one. But now they have to get them all out or they get yelled at when they get in the back.
Oh, my God. It was fucking dog shit. This was, like, the worst segment of the week in WWE programming. Just awful. Oh, God. And then what? Kendrick versus Alexander. Sans Fox.
Alicia Fox.
A-Boy shows up, though, and gets involved. But Alexander gets the win. What a fucking awful thing about that. Like, I can't stand this. The best thing about this angle is Fox.
And when you don't get it, it's just disappointing.
Yeah, that's it. That and him sipping up his jacket are the most entertaining parts of this whole fucking thing, goddamn it.
What about when he kisses his wrist?
Yeah. I like that.
Oh, there's so little personality in WWE. Like, oh, I like this guy here because he's how he zips his coat up, you know? What the fuck?
Well, like, I'm pretty sure, too. Like, they don't allude to it in WWE, but you'll see that he got his pinky finger taped up all the time.
Yeah.
That's because, like, his deal is that he's got more charisma in his pinky finger than everybody else, so he wraps it up so it doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Right? Well, why not let him say that?
Right?
I don't know. Exactly. And then your main event, 6-man tag. Nonsense.
Hey, before you go to that, I believe that they changed the ropes to purple 3 times for a total of 2 matches that lasted a total of 5 minutes altogether. Is it really worth changing the ropes? No one cares.
Dude, they need to stop fucking doing that shit, honestly.
It's too much.
Raw. It never made sense in the beginning. From go, it was fucking stupid.
They're coming off as tryhards these days.
Yeah, dude, it's stupid. But this main event, I thought, was pretty nonsense. They really seem to be pushing Reigns and Braun facing off, looking at each other. McMahon likes sweaty guys. Big sweaty men. I like big
only
sweaty
when they're Shawn Michaels.
He even likes little sweaty guys with cross eyes, pal.
Did you guys see that interview with him about his nutrition recently that came out?
Who, no. McMahon?
Vince. Yeah, he was like, I eat a lot of protein. I don't know how much, but I know it's a lot. But I also think it's important to have a cheap meal. So what I do, I love Oreos. So once a week, I sit down and I eat an entire package of Oreos, pal. That's horrifying.
That's awesome. With milk. With milk in a spoon.
I'm too close to lactose intolerant to do anything like that. I'd die.
No milk. Straight dry. I like to will my mouth to make enough moisture to swallow.
If my mouth can't make enough moisture, it doesn't deserve Oreos.
That's right. I get mad at myself when I sneeze. I get mad at myself when my mouth doesn't create enough moisture to eat a whole pack of Oreos, pal.
Isn't that crazy, though, how he actually gets upset at himself if he sneezes?
Gets upset at other people if they sneeze, too.
Yeah, it's absolutely. That's serial killer shit. It really is. Like, that's only shit that crazy people do.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of serial killers, and I might derail this, and I apologize if so. So, you know, a big wave in podcast is like true crime right now, right? Like all those podcasts are popular. Tyler, I haven't heard of any Canadian serial killers. Do you know of one?
Oh. Well, okay. There's it's never been confirmed and it's only a theory, but there's a highway here in Canada in BC in the northern stretching to the center.
What is it called?
The Highway of Tears.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Where a lot of native Aboriginal people, women of sorts, have gone missing all over this highway. And they assume that it's always been one guy going through. Usually they've been prostitutes, and that's a running theory.
So Jack the Ripper moved to Canada?
Basically. There's actually a really good documentary on Netflix, I believe, about the Highway of Tears. And if you really want to dig into it, there's a podcast that I used to listen to a lot.
They cover it,
You to know or something like that. They did a show on the Highway of Tears, and it's riveting.
There is a Canadian true crime podcast that covers like Canadian things.
Isn't that Lore or what is it?
I don't know.
Well, I'll have to find out.
There you go. Well, this podcast is a wrestling podcast.
Well, hold on, I guess. The end. The whole point of this is the Mountie doesn't always get his man.
Oh, we do have Mounties here. It's
fine. Did we go through all of that for that joke?
No, I was seriously curious about it. I just figured I'd bring it back with that joke. It's called the.
Well, I mean, maybe Jimmy Snuka killed another person too, so that's not out of the realm. So
what?
He could
Canadian?
Tie back to serial killers.
Well, Kevin Owens killed the business.
Killing the business. SmackDown. You haven't got anything to say about this?
Not really.
Miz versus Styles. Cena on commentary. Wait for it. What do you think happens? Styles throws Miz at Cena for a DQ. The same fucking thing that happens on Raw and SmackDown. Well, not at Raw as much anymore, but on SmackDown. Every fucking week. I can think of how many angles have they done this? They do it every fucking time. You go out, you throw the guy into your opponent at the next pay-per-view. It's a DQ. You brawl. I fucking hate it, dude.
It seems like a SmackDown staple.
It's a crutch. Dean backstage wants a new belt. Well, they're just planting seeds for the fact that there are going to be new belts. They're going to be a new IC belt and a new US belt here in the coming weeks.
That scares me so much.
Well, you know what they're going to look like already, fucking.
Same thing with a blue and a red?
They won't be blue and red, probably.
One needs a United States flag. Those colors. One of those got to have it.
It'll be the shape of the fucking, you know, they're all the same shape. Even that British one, that the UK one that they did looks really good, but it still has that overall shape.
It's basically the Undisputed Championship inside that shape. is essentially what it is.
But you know the Intercontinental is going to be on a white belt, and it's going to be just a big fucking ugly WWE logo. Those belts are the worst. But no less. Nikki Bella, Natalya, dude. Oh, my God. Not fucking shooting somebody or stabbing the other would bring any heat to this at all. There's just no heat to this at all. Natalya's like walking around the concourse with a microphone, like looking at the merch and bitching, and the camera's so set up, it's like Nikki Bella's gonna come out of that doorway right there. Wait for it. 3, 2, 1. Oh, fuck.
And the acting in it was abysmal, to say the least.
It's abysmal. I fucking can't stand Nikki Bella, dude. Like, honestly. She's so awful.
I don't like listening to Natalya talk.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that either.
No.
Orton and Ambrose. Harper causes Orton to get rolled up. Obviously. Orton and Harper briefly brawl. Wyatt punches Harper. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, more breakup. I don't know. Randy Orton singles matches don't really appeal to me, especially against a guy like Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, right.
And it's just like, and it just seems like I seen it happening, and I was like, oh, this feels like Sheamus and Randy Orton.
It's boring offense versus sloppy offense. Yay.
Yep. AKA Tyler Fudge fast forwarded this match.
Yeah. Yeah. King's Court is back. Wow. Ziggles kicks fucking Lawler in the heart. Yes. JBL ate shit. That was the best part.
JBL trips
over, he trips over the fucking wires, crashes and burns trying to get to fucking Lawler.
Goddamn, looks like you're getting a little too old to do this, pal.
Watch him be in the Royal Rumble next weekend.
Oh, God. JBL?
Yeah.
God. Oh, man. Wyatt. Wyatt, I guess, kind of came on saying that Orton and Harper are going to fight next week. I have no idea. I don't care.
Nope.
Harper will lose that because he loses everything. And you had your cage match, which, you know, was the shits, I thought. Every WWE cage match, somebody's going to get in the ring. Always.
At least this one led to something.
Kind of.
Yeah, there's nothing better than debuting someone that hasn't been around for years and your new fan base won't know by putting her in a cage where they can't see who the fuck it is. It's great. Brilliant.
I was thinking that too when I clued into what was going on. I was like, oh, fuck.
And why? That's my question too with that. Why?
Why what?
Why would she do this? Why would she be with tight aligned with her?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
These women all have like the sidekick, right? You know, with whether it was like Emma with Dana Brooke and Charlotte with Dana Brooke. And like, why would you? Why? I don't get it. Mickey, well, why would Mickey?
They like going to the washroom together. So Vince must just assume that they like to do everything together.
Yeah.
Is he going to recreate the lesbian angle?
Oh, God. I bet you
if he wasn't constrained or if he wasn't tied to having to do what he does for shareholders' sake, there would be lesbian angles.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And incest.
And incest.
Yeah.
Great. I'm going to play a game, motherfuckers.
It's all about the game.
I want to play.
Oh, that would have been good. But this is what we got.
Hey, welcome to America's Favorite Game Show. I'm your host, Jimmy V. Today, Lynx Kinetic will be playing Finish the Intro Song.
I'm only going to play if Stu Hart's the host.
Where you can win no prize at all. Yay.
Bragging rights.
Yeah. The first person to ever get one right other than me on this show. So... Yeah, you ready to fucking play or what?
Yeah, why? Well, I'm waiting for Stu to show up.
Oh, I'm not doing this. You gonna do this, Stu?
Oh, I don't know if I got the moxie because I if I go too long, I turn into Macho Man.
Oh, okay.
So maybe Macho Man just jumps in from Cloud 67. I don't know.
Let's hear the first song for Lynx Kinetic.
I will shit my life away. I don't know. I don't even know who that is.
That's a real song.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You don't like Killswitch Engage?
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
Oh, is it Seth Rollins' NXT entrance?
Whose is it? I don't even know either.
That was CM Punk's first entrance music.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice it, because doesn't it have like a bunch of double bass and shit like that?
Well, it starts off as just like, bullshit, but then it calms down and goes into
that. If you would have played that part, come on, man.
Well, see, the whole deal of this game has been that nobody can get it right except for Jim. So I decided, since we had Scotty on last week, and he was, or was it last week?
Yeah. Or
the week before. I don't know. But he seemed a little chapped that they were so hard. So I figured I'd try to make them a little easier. I figured everybody would know CM Punk.
I like Killswitch Engage, and I don't know the next lyric of that song. So
was that the country music one that you were doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I got those.
Well, let's see if you can get them. So that's going to be obviously a no from the judges.
Where's my buzzer that I got it wrong? There you go. I want to tell you, if you get one more wrong, I'm going to stretch you.
Take you to the basement. stretch you out.
I'm still waiting for Owen to come back.
Have Davey Boy tear at your genitals.
I was waiting for Owen at the gates, but apparently I'm in hell and he's in heaven. There's too many people, and Jesus threw me down here.
Wait for Owen.
I stretched too many boys, and it got a little too serious, and their buttholes got stretched. I'm not going to say how.
Owen wasn't there. Superfly.
And then just morph into Macho Man. Oh, yeah, I did diddle someone a little too young. That's why I'm in hell. Oh, yeah.
Well, if there's grass on the field,
if there's grass on the field, Finger McMahon, oh yeah.
Oh, let's give him the second song. I have no idea what these are.
Are you going to go, Jim? Do you know the lyric?
I don't know it, no.
Okay, well, the lyric is, "This fire burns always."
Neat.
So let's play the next one.
It just repeats the same thing, doesn't it?
No.
No?
I don't know.
Who's
that one, dude? Whose song is that?
Randy Orton's.
When? His old one?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I didn't even know that was his old one.
This is not... You'd be like, I'm going to make this easier. Like,
I thought I did.
No.
Listen, here's the deal. I'm the wrong contestant for this because most of their theme songs are like horrible butt rock shit.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Horrible that's new metal shit, which I automatically tune out. See, that's why I got the fucking spend my time waiting time on the go. Like that one I knew because that's iconic and awesome.
But the clock keeps, the hands on the clock keep spinning too slow.
I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight.
I really wish you would have had me on when and you played Don't Go Messing with a Country Boy. Country Boy.
Well, let's hear the fucking. Or what is the lyric for that? I don't even care.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to take what's mine while you're whining inside my line? What?
Burning inside my light.
The way that's that guy terrible. Sings, it makes you wonder how he talks. Is he acting like this? Yeah, I'm a cheeseburger.
How did Nickelback never do a WWF theme?
They did the Raw theme.
Which one?
It was the one before the one they have now.
No, sing it.
I can't. Listen, not all Canadians love Nickelback. I fucking hate them. I disdain Nickelback. I can't even remember. But they did do one.
Well, this game has gone to shit.
See, and if you didn't get those two, I doubt you're going to get the next one.
What's the next one? Stand back. Stand back.
The wonder of the world is gone, and know for sure all the wonder that I want.
Okay, that's Kane.
See? I told you. I didn't think you were going to get
it. And who was the band? I can't remember. Finger I don't 11. Know the lyrics, but.
Yeah, who the fuck came out to Finger 11?
Kane.
Well, really?
Yeah, 17,
that was Finger 11.
I thought he was. Well, I know Finger 11. I'm a fan of their early work, but I thought he was like trying to make a joke when he said it was Kane's song.
No, yeah, it is Kane's song. It was the one that was on that that Forcible Entry soundtrack. Like it's 2003 music.
Oh,
see, God. Now this is why most of this is fresh with me, because this was their stuff on the podcast that we do at Funeration. So,
well.
Degenerate into something, fool.
Yeah, dude.
And let's get one thing straight. I was 15 when this music came out.
Yeah.
So my music tastes were garbage.
Next week we're gonna get some more fucking classics in there.
Okay. That's fine. Shit.
I don't
know. Grab them cakes on there.
What?
Grab them cakes on there.
I will.
Jesus. 0-3, but I don't blame you, dude, because like I wouldn't even know whose songs any of those were.
I mean, those are all just
fuck myself.
Well, those are all like real songs.
Yeah. Just so fucking wallpaper and vanilla. It's like so many songs came out like that between 02 and today. Yeah. Still.
All right. Well, there you go.
Sorry, Tyler, you failed again.
Oh, this is okay. I will give myself this.
There you go.
I think Jim, obviously what you should be doing is doing this the other way around. Because Tyler seems to know these things and you don't. So why don't we flip it around?
He knows because
I'm the one dealing with the soundboard.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's the producer. So yeah, dude, this show's already long. I mean, dude, 205 Live, who gives a fuck, right? I mean, I forfeit match, Gallagher
who
wins.
Who gives a fucks?
Who gives a fucks?
So some asshole online compared Jack Gallagher to fucking Santino. It's like, really? Jack can actually work.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. That's pretty silly. NXT this week. I'm looking through my notes. Nothing really. They set up Ty Dillinger and his fuckface from Sanity, Eric Young. They're going to wrestle at TakeOver. TM61 gets a quick roll-up on the Revival. I don't know. Yeah, not much on NXT, really.
Nope.
Roderick Strong beats a jobber. They set up like a No Way Jose possible feud with Prince Iaukea. So good luck with that.
Moana.
I fucking hate that guy. Whoever he is, he's like if Rocky Maivia and Prince Iaukea fucked and had a fucking.
I'd watch that.
Be better than watching that guy fucking wrestle. Total Divas this week. You watch a little part of Total Divas? No? All right.
I did not.
Well, that has a bachelorette party.
Rusev gets the nod.
Yeah, he doesn't like that. And the Bellas prepare for their red carpet for the ESPYs.
Cool.
Yeah, they have such hardships in their life, too. They're trying to coach the mom and paparazzi and shit.
Do you watch this because your girl will watch it with you? Is that the reason you watch this?
She won't watch it with me.
Really? So I've heard you complain that there's too much goddamn wrestling, but you find time to fit this in.
I do it because it's fucking, I think it's funny to cover it on a wrestling show.
I'll give you that. Good point.
And I put it on Twitter and like 55% of people said we should talk about it. So.
You took a poll?
I did take a poll. But yeah, they go to Renee Trinity and Lana go to Thunder Down Under. Against Rusev's witches too.
Now, what is Thunder Down Under? Is it a club or is it Australia?
No, it's Australian fucking Chippendales.
Fair
enough. Well, like, clearly, Tyler's never been to Vegas.
I have not. I have not.
Well, if you had, you'd know, because the billboards are everywhere on the side of moving trucks and shit.
Everything. Just dicks in your face?
No, just the handsome, sexy men with their pants pulled down just far enough where you're just to the top of their dick line.
You see that weird fucking bone? It just makes you very uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's like that D'Angelo music video where he's just naked. It's like, how just do I like watch
that,
this?
Dude. It's cut that low.
Yeah, it's basically Australian Chippendales. I had an idea at one time for the Chubby Dales. So it'd be like Chippendales, but all fat guys, and then we'd have bacon bow ties.
Chris Farley from SNL.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. The Chubby Dales. Be fucking sweet, dude.
Well, you wouldn't be in that.
No.
No way, you're too fit.
Too fit?
Yeah.
Not too fit for shit.
What do you mean? You only ran out of breath coming back from the bathroom.
In the kitchen. What did the kitchen do? Yeah, smoke about a pack and a half of cigarettes a day. Smoke about...
Boom. Fucking... Those slams are dedicated to Randall for all the shit you've been talking. Boom!
You met as a who.
And the Hall of Fame this week. Into the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame. Most prestigious Hall of Fame in all of podcasting. I'm going to go with Masahiro Chono.
Oh.
Did you say Sonny Ono?
I said Masahiro Chono.
Oh, okay. Why not Sonny Ono?
Because it's Sonny Ono.
Oh, okay.
Sonny Ono was like a shitty manager at death.
The drizzling shits.
Well, agree to disagree, I guess, fellas.
Did you know that drizzling shits is actually a wrestling term?
I did know that.
If you look it up in Urban Dictionary, that's what they say.
Because I'm older than 29, I know that.
Fair enough. God. Yeah.
Masahiro Chono, the 90th inductee into our Hall of Fame. You can check out our Hall of Fame on Facebook under the album section. There's a lot of luchadors and Japanese guys because we're fucking smarts. So there you go. But yeah, Masahiro Chono, badass as far as like, you know, one of the few Japanese guys we got to see a lot of back in the day. He did a lot of work with WCW. When he was in the NWO at one point. So I always dug the dude, thought he had some good matches. Also did a lot in New Japan in the late 80s and shit. So there you go. Masahiro Chono. Bitch. I think that's going to do it, man. We need to check out the Federation podcast. Tyler's on the show. Tyler's B show. No.
Tyler's SmackDown.
Well, we're a little different. Our last episode was a TNA pay-per-view from 2003. That was craptastic.
Quickly on TNA, I watched a little Impact this week until I fell asleep, and everybody's going after, like, primary colored fucking briefcases and shit.
The race for the case.
He's got the yellow briefcase. He's got the green briefcase. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck, dude. Unless there's a bomb in one of these, I don't give a shit.
You missed the stupidest match in the world. The main event was, what's his face? Moose against Drew Galloway for the Grand Championship. So it was in the rounds. And so you had a very close first round where Galloway wins, which he should have anyways. Then you have a round where half of the round, Drew Galloway is dominating Moose. He has him in the Iron Maiden, which is a submission finisher, for about a minute. And the bell rings and Moose wins that round. And it's like, what the actual fuck was this? And then Galloway pins Moose about 10 seconds later.
It's a shoot, brother.
It's a shoot. And depending when you're listening to this, I'm stoked about tonight, Chael Sonnen and Tito Ortiz, Bellator 170.
Yes.
Watch that shit.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's better at pro wrestling than pro wrestlers.
Damn right he is. Better promo than 99% of the people in WWE. But yeah, everyone check out the Federation. Everyone check out the Gorgeous Losers of Wrestling podcast.
Yes, at Glow Podcast.
On the Twitter. There you go.
Also got some other things to plug here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Matt Mania 2.
Yeah.
Will be coming out soon with guitar playing on there by our very own Yim Vicious.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I played some guitar on that bitch.
No way.
He sure did. He sure did.
Dope. Yep.
And WrestleMania weekend at The Social in Orlando, downtown Orlando. Matt Mania 2, The Revenge live show featuring Megaran and yours truly. And some other musical guests, sponsored by CEO Gaming. There'll be contests and prizes and gaming competitions and good shit like that. So if you're in the area on March the 31st, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., come check us out.
There you go, man. Fucking A.
Fucking A.
Cool. Fucking A. Fucking A. And I suppose that'll do it. Shout out, you know, as always, to friends at Wrestling Soup. Out of the Van Podcast, Sat Pod, I don't know, Falcon 1974 YouTube, Secret Jabroni Society group on Facebook, Cool Kids MMA wrestling group, I don't know. I also want to give a shout out to the Eskimos.
What?
No?
The football team?
No, just Eskimos.
Eskimos in general?
You got any? You saying hello to your Eskimo brothers?
Old Dirty Bastard did that on that fucking album. He's like shouting. He's giving shout outs like shout outs to the Eskimos. Shout out to the submarines. People on the submarines. I know you'd be rocking my shit. The Navy, yeah, the fucking Navy. Out on them boats. I don't know.
Yeah, you just got people on the decks. You got what I need.
Wrong.
That's
guy.
Not ODB.
That's not ODB. Fair enough. I don't listen to rap anyway, so.
Why does that sound to you like shimmy shimmy y'all, shimmy yeah, shimmy yeah?
I'm not going to lie. It all sounds the same to me.
Oh, just like your butt rock WWE themes.
I don't like the butt rock WWE themes.
You love them.
So like give him the money.
Well, Tyler, next week. I would recommend this. I would recommend you get real high. And listen to some Old Dirty Bastard. Then you'll enjoy it. You'll get it.
Yeah, maybe this episode needs to close with some ODB.
Maybe it does. Should.
Maybe it does.
What song should it be since it's not going to be what I predict?
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Okay, good.
I'll send it to you.
Because I'll just put up the song that I think is ODB.
Oh, the Biz Markie song you just sang? Yeah, do that.
God. So that's going to do it for this week. As always, we thank you for listening, taking time out of your day to hang out with us. And we'll be back next week to preview Royal Rumble. We'll talk some more shit. We'll play a better game next week. With fucking songs that people know. Maybe.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Duck Nasty. And I suppose that'll do it. So, as always, until next time, may you get all of the dick and or pussy that you desire. And remember, a winner is you.
Miami, yo, California, northeast, west, and south, motherfucker. Yo, check this out, this is Dirt Dome. I'm here to make you scream. Big baby Jesus, I can't wait. Big fuck that, I can't wait. Big baby Jesus, I can't wait. Big fuck that, I can't wait. Big baby Jesus, I can't wait. Nigga, fuck that, I can't wait. Big baby Jesus, I can't wait. Nigga, fuck that, I can't wait. I ain't no actor, my shit's for real. Spy master. If I don't get paid $2 billion by Monday, I'ma bring on the Armageddon. Monday, fuck that feeling, this for a villain. Nigga, I want my Noah Allen. Make it rain hell, snow, and earthquake. That's what I'm saying. Play that music in your tongue. The cocaine got my tight mouth up. Nigga, I'm from the ghetto. How many celebrities from the ghetto? What?
You're crazy. I'm crazy about your music.
Cancer, herpes, monk's seizures, diabetes, TB if you're against me.
Cops you die easier.
Cops don't have a shit whatsoever.
It ain't no more no. Doctors, ministers, cops
nurses,
have a shit
can't get prescriptions.
It won't be electric, won't be churches.
Does nobody go against you? Whether it's a lie or whether it's true. You can't use vitamin condoms, don't work, it ain't lambskin. You can't use the word napkin. Nigga, you're sleeping.
Big baby Jesus, I can't wait, nigga, fuck that, I can't wait. Big baby Jesus, I can't wait, nigga, fuck that, I can't wait. Big baby Jesus, I can't wait, nigga, fuck that, I can't. Nah, yo, hold on. I'm Diplomat playing pity pad. Rat-a-tat-tat, shitty cat. If I have a tat, fuck you up like that. You can't stand back, cause you got a scat. You couldn't even move, don't know how to groove. Bitch, take off your shoes, take up the room. Motherfucker, you knew. Fucking with the dude. Third dog, I'm in the room. Hot big baby Jesus, I can't wait. Nigga, fuck that, I can't wait. Big baby Jesus, I can't wait. Nigga, fuck that, I can't wait. Big baby Jesus, I can't wait. Nigga, fuck that, I can't wait. Big baby Jesus, I can't wait. Shout out to Funkmaster Flex and all the DJs across the world. I want to give a shout out to my nigga Luke. I want to give a shout out to my nigga Suge Knight, to my nigga Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. I want to give a shout out to what's the niggas, Outkast. I want to give a shout out to the crazy niggas that is parts of the world that I've never been to. I want to give a shout out to the Eskimos. I want to give a shout out to the submarines. I want to give a shout out to the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, you know what I'm saying? Y'all playing my music in the submarines, in the boats, you know what I'm saying? Play that shit, you know what I'm saying? It's called traveling music, busting your ass down. Yo, big baby Jesus, you know what I'm saying? It's one love. I give a shout out to all the women. I give a shout out to all the babies, all the munchkins all across the world playing hopscotch. I give a shout out to all the school teachers. I give a shout out to, myself. Big baby Jesus, I can't wait, nigga, fuck that, I can't wait. Big baby Jesus, I can't wait, nigga, fuck that, I can't wait. Big baby Jesus, I can't wait, nigga, fuck that, I can't wait. Big baby Jesus, I give a shout out to the Wu-Tang, tang, 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 tang.